Editor's note: the following article was supplied by Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care. With Saturday being World Music Therapy Day, no one at Waypoint is better suited than Kelly LaFave to sing the praises of music in healthcare. "I use music strategies to support people in reaching their health-related goals," explains LaFave, the Penetanguishene Hospital's music therapist. "I run groups and also offer individual services, and I work in all units here at Waypoint, as well as at the Hero Center." Music therapy is more than just entertainment. It is a powerful tool for healing. LaFave tailors her approach to each individual's comfort level. "I try to have the person be as involved as possible in the creation of music. This could mean playing instruments, singing or writing songs," she says. "In some cases, if people are a little less comfortable expressing themselves through an instrument or their voice, it may be about simply listening." From the very first session, she works with clients to identify their health goals and determine how music can support them. LaFave notes there's a growing body of research around the different ways music can affect patients. "It impacts our brain chemistry. Music engagement allows for improvement in mood, lower stress, and better connection with others," she says. "But on a basic level, people relate to music. When I meet someone in a hospital setting, I'm not saying, 'Oh, what's wrong?' or 'What brought you here?' I'm asking them about what role music has played in their life. If we can find this common ground, that's where the therapeutic relationship starts to build. This approach is especially valuable for patients reluctant to participate in other types of therapy or group settings. Through music, they find a comfortable and expressive outlet. I find it really special and feel very honored when people share their own original music with me and then we start working on it together and collaborating," LaFave says. "With some people, we've gotten to the point of actually recording them singing and playing." As for LaFave's passion for music therapy, it's deeply rooted in her personal history. Coming from a musical family, she has been performing and touring with her family band, Arica, since childhood. Music has always been a part of her identity as a person, but also her cultural identity as a Francophone because their playlist includes so much traditional French-Canadian music. Her journey into this unique profession began at Wilfrid Laurier University, where she studied music therapy and psychotherapy. After completing a 9-month student placement at Waypoint in 2021, LaFave transitioned into a full-time role in 2022.